part of that is because we're not getting any of the presidential ads in the state, and there aren't that many competitive races within the state. Bob Vance is running ads for Supreme Court Justice, and he's been more visible than anybody else. But some Republicans don't even have an opponent, and those that do usually have weak opponents.
U.S. Congressman Robert Aderholt is facing Democrat Daniel Bowman in November. Aderholt's been in office since 1996. So where do his chances stand this year?
Aderholt's going to win re-election, and it's not going to be very difficult at all. Bowman hasn't raised any money, or at least has not reported raising any money. And if you don't have money, you can't run ads. You can't run a campaign.
Where does Robert Aderholt stand as far as campaign money right now?
I haven't checked his lately. He's got plenty into the six figures. He can do whatever he wants to on that. He just doesn't have to do much. And I assume that you're not going to see any ads from him until the final week of the campaign. And that will be stuff maybe he'll put on to remind people he's running.
Now, there's also been talks about the GOP party sending out people to rally up support for Mitt Romney outside of the state, not just in-state, but outside of the state. Does that surprise you that they don't feel the need to really drum up support here at home?
Oh, no. You know, Mitt Romney is going to win Alabama by probably 20 points. And from an election viewpoint, we're just sitting on the sidelines watching. If you want to get involved, you got to go to other states to work.
Now, District 4, as far as where it stands, is that left-leaning or right-leaning in politics?
That's a right-leaning district. Aderholt's been in there, like say, since 96. And he's going to be in there and as long as he wants to be. His only chance of being defeated would be by another Republican within the Republican primary, not in the general election.
Are there any, you know, recent polls indicating who residents will vote for in this presidential election or the local election? Or are we just going on, you know, historical votes from the past?
We're going on historical votes from the past. I'm sure that the Aderholt campaign has done a poll, but I'm not seeing that data, and I'm sure they're not giving it away to many people. There's been no reason for anybody else to do a poll. The Democrat doesn't have money to do a poll. So this is going to be a relatively easy campaign for Aderholt.
And finally, if Aderholt does handedly win this election, what kind of changes or improvements will residents want to see from him? Or do you think there are any improvements they'll want to see?
Well, he's been in there long enough that he's beginning to build up some seniority. And he's on the Appropriations Committee. That means that he will be in a position to direct some money to the state.